can feel it down in my plums. When I hear a sound, I rap at the door, my young son Gabriel walks in. My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father. The way he learned from his father. Let the boy watch. The way he learned from his father.
Well, welcome back to Let the Boys Watch, an entertainment podcast brought to you by Going Gray Productions. I want to be co-host. My name is Robbie. And on this week's episode, it was Long Island's own Billy Crystal Week. And the winner of Billy Crystal Week was a 1999 comedy, Analyze This. Analyze This was written by Peter Tolan, Kenny Lonergan, and Harold Ramis. Analyze This was directed by Harold Ramis. Analyze This stars Billy Crystal, Robert De Niro, Lisa Kudrow, Chaz Palminteri, and Joe Vitarelli. Alongside me is the Cuz. Cuz, how are you feeling?
I'm doing good, but Robbie, you're good. You're very good.
And alongside the Cuz and myself, good friend, co-host, Ryan, how you doing?
Pretty good. I mean, that was the only joke I had, and Benny did it already, so we'll just move on.
How about Robbie, this guy? He's a great fucking tailor.
Love those pants. Robbie, how are you doing?
Good. Doing good.
I was going to just say you were my consigliere, but I didn't remember how Billy Crystal said it improperly, so that joke's not funny at all. Consigliere.
Analyze that.
Like Robbie said, this is Let the Boys Watch, and we watch movies typically that one or all of us haven't seen. Usually put it up to a vote, you know, some kind of theme like Benny's, it's going to be one of those episodes, like Robbie said, Billy Crystal Week. So check us out on Instagram. By the way, Instagram, did we just wake up this week? Had like 50% of the viewers voted. The hell's going on? Is Billy Crystal that popular?
I'm telling you, Billy Crystal does numbers these days.
Fucking guy. So follow us over there. You know, get involved every Friday. There's a vote. And send us an email, goinggraypod@gmail.com. Nope. LTBWpodcast@gmail.com. Fuck.
Or both. Email both of the shows.
Yeah, email both of the shows. Fuck it.
They'll find the right way.
Yeah, we'll get it to the right people. But yeah, you know, get involved. Send us, you know, what you think you want us to watch, what you thought about this episode, all of our 100+ previous episodes. And Benny, tell them where else they can, I don't know, interact with us or follow us or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can kill two birds with one stone. Subscribe to us on YouTube and leave your comments to, you know, what you thought about our episodes or what you want us to watch going forward right in the comments below the videos. You click the little subscribe button. You'll see our videos every time we release one. They pop up right on your homepage. You don't got to go searching for us anymore. Can't make it any easier than that.
Can't. Simply can't. So, boys,
be safe.
It was a close one, but Analyze This pulled it out. So, has everyone watched it?
Robbie hasn't.
No.
I haven't either.
This is crazy. This is one of the rare ones that I've seen, and you guys haven't.
Yeah, good deal. So, I don't know. I mean, Robbie, did you ever want to see it? Was it one of those movies that you just like me, everyone was talking about it, and I was like, I'm not seeing that fucking movie. Fuck these people. I don't know. What did you think about going into this?
Yeah, it was something I never really wanted to watch. I do really enjoy Billy Crystal, even though I do, you know, in the streets here, he is kind of a dick. I don't know how true that is, but I believe it. Just like, whatever. You got to believe that kind of stuff. It's true. but no, I find Billy Crystal very funny. Something about his comedic timing in, you know, when he's just improvising on TV or even just in movies like this. I don't know. There's something about his timing, the way he says things, that makes me laugh. I think it's very funny. I loved him as an Oscars host. You know, was on an SNL for one season, but I was too young for that. But I don't know. I do enjoy Billy Crystal. So I was surprised that it got so many votes. I didn't think a lot of people really were Billy Crystal fans or knew that much about Billy Crystal, because I feel like he hasn't had anything really exciting since maybe this movie. I feel like, yeah, he's got something on Apple TV Plus now, but I ain't watching that. But I don't know. I just didn't never really, this movie was something I never really wanted to come around to watch. It is what it is to me. It was something, I heard how funny it was. I think it might have, I don't know, maybe one of my grandmother's favorite movies. I don't know. Maybe I'm making up a lie, but I don't know. It's something I never really felt like watching. I don't know if I thought it was stupid or if I just was like, whatever. It's not, everybody loves it. I'm not going to watch it. I don't care. 25 years later, and kind of lost track of time and really didn't, have it on my radar. So I'm glad it won. I saw When Harry Met Sally. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty good. And Monsters, Inc. could go fucking scratch. I wasn't going to watch that even if it did win.
Did you guys ever watch that? Speaking of Billy Crystal, did you guys ever watch that show, The Comics, on FX? It was him and Josh Gad. I think it was only one season, but it was actually pretty funny. I was kind of bummed that they canceled it. That's like the most recent thing I think I've seen Billy Crystal in. But it was like, I don't know if it was a response to people kind of saying that Billy Crystal was a jerk, but like that was kind of his character. I don't remember if it was like the real Josh Gad or it was like this up and coming actor that he was like friends with, or they were like in a show together, and Billy Crystal's like this curmudgeon and Josh Gad's like this, kind of peppy young actor that, and they just, that's the relationship and that's the show. It was pretty good.
It's just, I don't know. Again, like I said, there's just something about Billy Crystal that I really do like. Like, again, it's this comedic time, but like, even when he's on television and the way he tells stories, like, even I was looking back watching stories about, that he told about him and Ali and things like that. Like, he's really a great storyteller. I know he had a one man show on Broadway, I think, and things like that. So I don't know. I can't pinpoint it. I don't have anything eloquent to say. It's just something about him that I find attractive,
Charming.
cause. Yeah,
Yeah.
charming.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I don't want to get into really what I thought about this movie yet, but you're right. He has very good comedic timing. He's just funny. Like he just is. Like you can't deny that. I think I kind of strayed away from like giving him his props because he did kind of go like the family friendly route, but I think when he kind of is in his element and gets to be kind of a little more out there, he shines a lot. Like you really see like how funny he can be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Robbie. I agree with you guys. Like, something about Billy Crystal is attractive. He's a charming guy. His timing is very quick. He's witty. But he can be, like Harry Met Sally or other movies like that. He does, emotional well too, or dramatic, however you want to say it. So I like Billy Crystal. I like Robert De Niro. I have no reason why I never saw this. I just never did and just never really cared to. I got nothing further than that, but yeah, I mean, I definitely heard You're Good You about 4 million times between the years, when this came out and like maybe up to like 2005, something like that. And even still, you still hear it these days. It's one of those things that, and it definitely entered the lexicon. People just, you're good. You're
Is that
good,
really
you.
like this is the only thing that that's from? He hasn't done that any other time. That's
I
funny
don't,
because yeah,
not that
that
I'm
is
aware of.
super
Makes sense.
ubiquitous. Like even if you don't know what comes from his movie, like you know that and you know that it's De Niro saying it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's from anything else, but I don't really know. But I know it got real popular around the turn of the century, so
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was from this.
I'll go quick because I've seen it, and yeah, this was one that I saw in the movie theater. It's one of the kind of few movies that I can remember going to see in the movie theater, and when it came out on VHS or HBO or whatever, like watching it again. And then I was watching. I'll kind of go a little bit off the beaten path here and say that I was watching like the preview of the next one. I don't know if I saw the next one, but it looked like it definitely got like a 29 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was terrible,
And
they said.
really? So I'm kind of glad I guess I didn't watch that. And if I did, I completely memory hold it.
I'm very, very curious what you think, as someone who saw the movie a while ago and watched it a bunch of times, and what Robbie thinks compared to what I think. So, should we just get into some overall impressions?
Let's do it.
Quickly, I'm very shocked to see that Kenny Lonergan wrote this, because he did win an Academy Award for, I think, either best original screenplay or adapted for Manchester by the Sea.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was kind of shocked to see that he had this kind of, I mean, he's a writer. I mean, I think, but sometimes I feel like there's good drama writers and there's good comedic writers, and I think
Huh.
it's to have a little bit of
He also did Gangs
a
in New
dual
York.
threat. Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, but
He
you
also
want to
did
get
Rocky and
depressed? You want to
Bullwinkle, the
eat?
fan movie, but
Huh. Wasn't De Niro in
no.
that too?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, like the actual like live action movie, I think. Just cashing
He
checks.
was. Cash and checks.
How do we leave that off our De Niro week?
That part would have beaten Goodfellas.
Probably. Wow.
Plus Harold Ramis. Yeah, Harold Ramis. I didn't please one of the goats. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I was surprised about that too. I didn't know that he directed this and wrote it. Wild. Wild stuff.
Yeah. Wild.
Does anyone want to start overall impressions?
I can go. I thought it was good. I thought it was okay. There was a lot of funny parts. I mean, please, as being, one of the three Italians on this podcast, it's crazy that I think The Sopranos came out maybe 2 months before this, but obviously this was like in production before The Sopranos came out. But it's crazy how around the same time this is just a movie about a mobster seeing a therapist and then a TV show about it. But no, I thought the writing was sharp. I thought the direction was good. It's, a comedy. It's fast. It was fast paced. I didn't feel bored. There was a couple of things that annoyed me. I think people can, I mean, people know who what that would be, as, and we go into our categories and things like that. But I thought it was fun. I think, again, Billy Crystal's funny. De Niro's the best. De Niro has so much range. He was hilarious in this movie. He was a crazy person in this movie. So I enjoyed it. It did make me laugh. And I think that's what I kind of needed. I think there was a, we ran the gamut these past couple of weeks of like heavy dramas, long movies. I just needed something where I just needed, like you guys say, turn my noggin off and just laugh and just enjoy it and just enjoy a nice little Billy Crystal movie. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely was good. I thought the writing was sharp. Yeah, I mean, it is, 25 years ago, there's a couple of things in there. There was a scene I loved. I don't know if I could say that word on camera with De Niro, which I found hilarious, but times change. But no, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie. I didn't go into it expecting some, like Knocked Up or Superbad type comedy that I love, or Anchorman, but it's funny. I would definitely watch it again. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was great, but I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely needed a comedy to kind of quench the thirst these past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
What'd you think?
definitely a change of pace from the last couple of weeks, and yeah, it was good. We needed that. I liked it okay. I think this movie is definitely like I'm very curious what Ben thinks, because I think it's a movie that if you watched it 25 years ago, it's like one of those where you're just like, oh, I love that movie. So funny. But you haven't watched it for 15 years and you're just kind of like remembering the funny parts. And there's plenty of funny parts. De Niro and Crystal in this are both fantastic. When it's the scenes that are just them two and maybe Jelly or like a couple other like mobsters or something like that, there's a ton of funny scenes in this film. But like overall, I was kind of like, eh. Like pretty much any scene, and not because of her, but any scene that wasn't featuring like crime or the mob or like De Niro, I was kind of like, ugh, like this is pretty corny. I mean,
Yeah.
I know it's not, some kind of high prestige film. It's a comedy, but there was a couple times when I was just like, with like any scene with Lisa Kudrow, again, not because of her, but just those were the scenes. I was like, ugh, let's get back to the other stuff.
Let's get back to the comedy.
Yeah. like the wedding scenes, any of the scenes with his kid, like they were okay. Like I'm not trying to disparage them, but I just thought they were like stupid. De Niro and Crystal really carried this film, so like the scenes they were in were great. One thing I will say that did annoy me about De Niro, I think he shouldn't do kicks. So kicks are out for him, and crying. His crying was a little hard to take. Ugh. But everything else was great. The just like the unhinged maniac, but who was exploring his feelings. And like you said, Robbie, like the fact that Sopranos came out right around this, it was definitely a time for gangsters to search their feelings. But yeah, it was fine. I didn't love it, but I'm not mad that I watched it.
I was, when we put the poll up, I was rooting for this to win. When it actually won, I was like, oof. I'm thinking back to Austin Powers and maybe a couple of the other comedies that we watched. And I was like, is this going to really hold up like all this time after? And I was really surprised that like this held up really good. Like for like a 1999 comedy, like, yes, Austin Powers probably has the much better nostalgia attached to it. But like this movie, like if you watched it for the first time, I feel like you'd be like, okay, that was actually pretty good, and not like a movie of the time. I feel like it was kind of that transition to where we are now, where like everybody in the movie has to be like amazing and a great actor. Like the parents in this movie were just kind of like whatever kind of older actors that they just
The
brought in.
captive.
Yeah. But no, I thought this held up really, really, really good. It brought me back to do I like Billy Crystal? I guess I do. And then De Niro, like you guys said, held his own. The chemistry between the two of them was fantastic. Jelly, just completely underrated goat in this movie. He's so funny.
Best.
Just the when he's like taking him to the meeting, and he's like, I can't do it. I'm a moron. Everybody knows I'm a moron. His scenes are great. I thought it was, I was, I'm with you, Ryan. Like when they have to like advance the story on Billy Crystal's end, you're kind of like, all right, let's just kind of move this along. And they did for the most part. I don't think that the pacing was really bad. They kind of got in and out in those scenes. The only time I was like, all right, this is getting a little long here, was after he has the breakthrough and he was about to kill him. And then now we're going into this whole other part of the story with the meeting. I'm like, all right, come on, let's just wrap this up. But the meeting is such a classic scene, and like once it gets going and he's doing the, he steps into the role and he's acting like the consigliere. He's hilarious in that. So it completely makes up for feeling like the movie's getting a little bit long. But no, yeah, I say all that to say I'm very surprised at how well it held up, and I really enjoyed watching it again.
It's funny how like corny scenes or corny acting, like when you liked it when you were younger and you just like it now, you're just like, ah, it's so corny, but I love it. But watching it fresh, it's as a middle-aged adult, you're like, oh, it's corny, man. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, like you mentioned Austin Powers. When we talked about that, it was like, it was good, it's funny, like it's whatever. But this movie made me think of My Blue Heaven big time. I don't know if you guys ever saw that. That's like super corny, but I fucking love that movie. That's like not a real 10, but like a nostalgic 10 for me. But it's very similar, mobster and this and that. But I don't know. Nostalgia is interesting. It's very interesting. Scores?
Let's do it. Who wants to go first? Anybody?
I can go. I'll give it a 7.5. Simple as that. Simple and easy. Not great. Good. Decent. Probably watch it again, but it didn't blow my doors off or my balls either.
Doors and balls intact.
Intact.
Still up. Still hanging. Both.
Ryan, you want to
I think I'm a little lower here. I don't know. I'll go straight 7. Straight seven.
Seven.
Se what you know about
Seven
seven?
Eleven. Even backdoor little Joe.
I was actually going to go 7.5 too, but I think the fact that it held up so well for me bumped it up to 7.8 just because I just think it's a really solid movie. And for you to be able to put that movie on 25, 26 years later, and you know it's two legends of the game in De Niro and Billy Crystal, gives a little bit of respect there. So I'll put it up to 7.8.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Good, respectable scores for a
That's a respectable. That's respectable. Please.
26
Yeah.
year old movie, 27 year old movie, whatever. I also heard that Analyze That was very bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it, but
I
maybe
mean,
we should.
I'm curious just because now, but I saw like the preview of it is De Niro gets into a fight in prison. And then he's singing a song from West Side Story, like, and dancing on tables, and then does like a crowd surf. I was like, what is going on with this? So it might be an episode that we throw out there one time, or maybe we put it in the can when we, you know, someone has to miss a show, just because it looks
Bad.
terrible.
Yeah. One day we will watch. I mean, we've seen movies that one or a couple of us think are really bad, but like someone likes it. Like we do need to watch like a shitty movie at some point.
You know, I was thinking about it's so played out at this point, but The Room, but also so we can watch the movie The Disaster Artist about making that movie. But then I'm like, do we really want to devote
Double
2 weeks
up.
to this? To the like literally the worst movie of all time. But every time I see those clips on TikTok or YouTube or whatever of like the lead actor in that movie, I'm like intrigued as to how bad it is, but if I had to sit there and watch it for an hour and a half, I might just kill myself.
Yeah. Did you go through a period, either of you, where like you enjoyed like bad movies, like B movies and stuff like that? I feel like a lot of people go through that phase when they're younger, which is like the worse it is, like the funnier it is. Like, I can't think, like A Killer Clown from Outer Space, like some just weird B movie that's just like the effects are shitty. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people do, but now if I watched anything like that, like you said, for an hour and a half, I'd be like, no, I can't do this. I guess
I
I
never
just
went
say
through no, I never went through a phase, but there were movies that I watched like that with like Brian that were just horrible movies, but they were like extremely quotable that we
yeah.
watched a few times.
I mean, also, if you went through a weed phase, that also sometimes coincides with this phase, but
100%, yeah.
I feel like I watched like or younger, like Howard the Duck. I loved Howard the Duck, but
Yeah.
I think watching that now, it's like she's really gonna have sex with a duck. So, but back then, man, I thought that. I mean, whoever that was, it was Leah Thompson. Please forget about it, man. My 5-year-old plums were not fully formed, but they were forming something.
Something was going on.
I didn't know anything about that back then. But Goonies. I know Benny hates the Goonies, but that's not a bad movie. It's a great movie. It's fantastic. It's a 15 out of 10.
That one got built up way too high for my expectations. Like when I watched it,
Yeah,
I was
plus
like, this
it's like
is.
a like mid 80s movie. You know, you got some wackos in there. You got Throw Mama from the Train, and who else in there? I think that's really it. I don't know what else. Yeah. No, just Howard the Duck. I think I really enjoyed it. If I watch that now, I probably want to hang myself off a tree.
Do you think the phrase "fuck a duck" came from that movie?
I
I
don't
don't
know.
see
I
how it
think we should
couldn't.
have like childhood week or something like that, where we just each of us pick a movie from our childhood that we loved, and then have to go through the gamut of watching it again.
I'm down.
Three Ninjas coming up.
Oh boy, what a classic that was.
Yeah. Or like Mighty Ducks, Little Giants, something. Classics.
I think I wore the VHS tape of Little Giants out completely.
Yeah.
What a film.
Oh, he's again, like I said, I always try to chew my gum like
Ed
Ed O'Neill
O'Neill.
in that
Just dislocate your jaw.
movie. Oh my God, please. The real Iron Jaw. Big Ed.
You be Kevin O'Shea down Cherry Hill? What a
Oh,
film.
plus you got the one of the best ever, Rick Moranis.
We need to do Rick Moranis week, that's for sure.
Did you ever go? Did you ever go? I told you about the Rick Moranis, Michael McDonald, seconds, whatever
Yes.
that.
On the on what was it, like CCTV or something like
Yeah,
that? I
where he
did
played
watch
Michael
a little bit
McDonald.
of that. You
God, I
mentioned it. Yeah,
forgot.
that was good.
Fantastic. So good.
Anyway, we're getting off the rails here, but in a good way. Should we do some segments?
Do it.
Yeah. Let's do scenes first. I feel like we've done characters first a lot lately. Plus, I feel like there's not a ton of characters in this film, so let's do scenes. And we'll do favorite scenes. Does anyone want to start?
You guys start since you haven't seen the movie before.
Robbie, your choice.
All right, I can go. I can go. I get it over with here for
Yeah,
me.
please.
I mean, the meeting scene at the end is, iconic and great. So I'll save that. I don't want to go chalk, but I'm going to go with when Paul just blatantly interrupts his wedding for no reason. But him talking to Chaz Palminteri on the telephone, and him just being calm and being cool and being collective, and then De Niro snaps into an absolute raging lunatic. I couldn't stop laughing because I wasn't expecting him to snap and just start fucking going off and cursing and stuff like that, and then shooting the pillow multiple times. And then Billy Crystal asks him, "How'd that feel?" He goes, "Pretty good, actually." And I couldn't stop laughing. That was one of that that w this was one of the my favorite scenes. I really couldn't stop laughing. It was unexpected, and yeah, I mean, the ending scene is Billy Crystal at his apex. It's fantastic. I couldn't stop laughing at that. But that's chalk, and I'll say that for somebody else. I wanted to go with this because I wanted to show this some love because I really did find it absolutely hilarious and unexpected because I didn't expect a freak out from De Niro and then six or seven bullets into a Mike Lindell miracle pillow. So
Now was definitely that was gonna be my choice because that was a fantastic scene and just the shooting the pillow is great. Yeah, I mean there's a lot to I feel like there's a lot to pick from. Like almost any time it's De Niro and Crystal just going back and forth. I'll leave. I mean the ending scene I'll leave as well. Benny, if you want to take it, that's fine, but I think we can all agree that it's one of our favorite scenes. But I'll go with like the initial meeting. After Jelly, like which is such a ridiculous turn of events where it's like he hits him and then he's just like, "Oh, some guy rear-ended me. He must be a good doctor."
Yeah,
Makes sense.
he's a
He had a
moron,
business card.
though.
But him going in and just kind of like being, I got this friend and like doing all the tough guy bullshit and Crystal just, I don't know. It was just, it was very enjoyable. Him like kind of, being scared of Paul, but then also like kind of trying to help and all that stuff. So that I'll go with that one.
You know me?
You don't know me. You don't know
You
me. You see my picture in the paper? I didn't
don't
get the
see
paper delivered.
it.
That was actually my pick, that first meeting, because that's when like you're in for some good stuff with those two. It's when the story really gets going and you see the chemistry between the two of them. I'm gonna go with we'll all tackle the I think the last scene in Ani mentions, and I'll go with the aquarium slash bar therapy session. Because that was really, like Robbie said, when De Niro's like running the gamut, he's angry, he's complimentary, he's crying, even though it's not the best crying in the world. Just so fun. Like the whole he can't get it up. He's like, it was just, one, the one time, last night. And another time before that. And another time, but I had a big meal, so that doesn't really count. He's like, all right, well, three times. It's eight times. Eight times. So that again, the chemistry between them two, just off the wall. And you could see, how much Billy Crystal's character really wants to help him out. And it was just fantastic. And like you said, Ryan, you could just pick really out of a hat any time where those two are just sharing the scene together. And it could easily be contender for favorite scene in the movie. But that was one that stood out because it was maybe one of the longest ones between the two of them. And just when it ends with the two mermaids, he's like, you want me to get you one of those girls? Come on, you're on vacation. You're on
Very
vacation.
good. Yeah, I mean, like you said, well, first Donnie Mensch, it's got to be the meeting scene. Just a ridiculous scene with Billy Crystal just talking nonsense, and Chaz Palminteri would be like, "The fuck are you talking about?" Like that whole thing was pretty good. And then even the ending scene is ridiculous with the cops showing up and everyone running, like, just very, very enjoyable. I don't know if you guys want to say anything specific or add to that.
Yeah, no, I remember, Ryan, you said that you're very good, you. That was like became a big hit from this. I remember like you want a fresh one being like in the lexicon a little bit around that, not as heavily as the other one, but just him slapping the shit out of Jelly is so funny. And Jelly just kind of taking it. And I always wanted there to be a scene between the two of them after, like just talking about that.
Why'd you have to slap me so hard?
yeah. But no, like him just playing the reverse card on Chaz Palminteri 50 times, and just the escalation between the two of them, just fantastic.
Anything to add about that scene, Robbie, or do you have an Ani Mensch, a different one?
No, I just Billy Crystal, just doing it. I mean, he's just really down and up in that scene, and he's very good at it. One, like the deadpan when he, like, especially when we talk about it, like, do you see my picture in the paper? Yes, I did. No, you didn't. No, I didn't even get the paper. Like, things like that. Even when he comes home from his, quote unquote, wedding, and he has that massive statue in his front yard. And he just says, I don't know. He's like, quick, call the Vatican, see if they're missing something. Like, things like that. Like, that's just like, I feel like there's something that only he can deliver in such a monotone kind of deadpan way where it's funny. Like his line delivery for stuff like that, I don't know. I think he's in like the top 1% and stuff like that. I always find it funny when he delivers lines like that in any movie or talk show or just anything like that.
Yeah, he's definitely from like that old school era of comedians that like all that stuff, the timing and the delivery, like it's such a focus for them, and like they truly understand comedy and timing and all that stuff.
Yeah, even the movies that are like Harry Met Sally on there, even I know Robbie will never watch it, but there's good comedic timing in like Monsters, Inc. or some of the other films he's been in, Forget Paris. Like he just quick throws these lines in and it's just like it's perfectly said, perfectly timed, and it's perfectly funny. So yeah, he's awesome.
Just don't be a dick, Billy. Don't be a dick, Billy, if you're
I
listening,
know.
please.
Come on. Come on the show. Clear the air. Yeah, please.
I don't. I hadn't heard that. That's just some internet scuttlebutt that he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But hey, I mean, hey, he's from New York, Long Island. I could see it being the case. Maybe he just comes off that way and he doesn't mean to. And sometimes you just catch people on a bad day, and then the internet becomes a snowball, and then you're the biggest asshole on the face of the planet after one interaction.
Like if one person or a handful of people catch you and you're like kind of like nah, no pictures or like whatever, kind of a dick. Once that starts going, once fucking Reddit gets a hold of it, every stupid Ask Reddit, and it's like, what celebrity did you meet that was an asshole? And it's just like, one time Billy Crystal wouldn't take my picture. And I was like,
Yeah, and he was with his wife and kids, and like
yeah,
in the middle of
he's
dinner,
fucking busy. Yeah,
the Moose
like.
Boosh was coming out.
Imagine
Oh,
if
please.
nobody wants to take a picture when Amos Bush comes out.
No. But yeah, imagine some fucking unwashed Reddit nerd comes up to you and is like, "Could I have a picture with you?" And you're just like, "Dude, I don't want to be in the same sphere as you because you stink."
Yeah.
Dude, I'm directing 61 right now. Leave me alone.
Oh, please, the best movie of all time.
Okay.
61 out of 10, that movie.
Oh.
Any other Ani mentions? We kind of got off track there a little bit. Or we
I
just go.
will give a general Ani mention because I know I mentioned last week or the Goodfellas week that the gangster culture or the mobster culture movies like kind of make me whatever. Like I don't like it. It kind of feels forced with a lot of people. This I like though. They're making fun of it and like all the throwaway like super Italian like I said with the tailors like oh, this guy's a great fucking tailor, huh? Like just all those little lines just made me laugh so much because like that's the funny stuff I remember from my childhood and family and like you know just like the way people talk and the way they form sentences is just hilarious to me. And this movie did that really well.
And they also had the collars as well, a couple of them.
Yeah.
The best. Have either one of you guys ever had a collar like that on a shirt? No.
No, the only time I've ever seen those collars is Goodfellas and
Yeah.
this movie.
Yeah. I feel like there was a couple shirts I had when I was like young, and a suit that was like a little borderline, but nothing like where it's like almost closed.
You really are FBI. You really, really are.
Yeah. You might be
Hey.
though.
You might be the most Italian one on this podcast.
You mind?
There was one law specific like sequence that I just wanted to call out. And I think it's from the aquarium bar scene that got called out already. But when he's talking about it, he's like, "What happened with your wife last night?" "I wasn't with my wife, I was with my girlfriend." "You have marriage problems? Then why do you have a girlfriend?" "What are you gonna start moralizing on me?" "No, I'm not." Back and forth, back and forth. He's like, "I do things with her I can't do with my wife. She kisses my kids with that mouth. What are you nuts?"
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That and is that the where he brings up Oedipus? Is it that scene as well?
I think that was a different
Or is
scene,
that
but that was
later?
good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the times when like Billy Crystal would come with like some kind of, I don't know, whatever clinical
Theory
jargon
or
or like something, and he'd be like, "Oh,
I haven't even been able to call my mother last week.
what?" Yeah.
You're sick. You know that? You're sick.
He does. I feel like he's done that in other movies when he says you're sick, and it's a perfect like his face.
Delivery. He
Hey,
disgusted, yeah.
who De Niro, right?
Yeah, De
Yeah.
Niro, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know the Goodfellas. What are you, some kind of sick maniac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing. Any other Ani mentions to call out?
Quickly, just I mean they get the goat, the god, Tony Bennett taking us home at the end of the
Oh,
movie.
please rest in paradise.
Please. Real last name. Antonio Benedetto.
Wow.
That's where he gets Tony Bennett from.
Wig or no wig for Tony Bennett?
Heavy wig.
Heavy, right? Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to get that out there because I thought I'd say heavy wig. Anytime this
Piece.
does, yeah, the piece doesn't match the brows, you know, it's a wig. It's Wig
Yeah.
City.
I don't get like why even do that? You could tell so fast if it doesn't match.
Listen.
Doesn't fit. He must have quit.
That's true. Least favorite scenes.
Right. I'm gonna go because this was my sneaky move to go last. I want to ban and a moratorium on all Robert De Niro sex scenes. Never
Oh, that was mine. That was mine.
want to never want to see it again. Don't care for
Now
it
I
at
got this.
all.
I was like, nobody's picking this. That's the only scene I had. Damn it.
Sorry. You can feel
Oh, I
free
have
to jump
to.
on and
Yeah.
add to it. That could be your pick.
All right. So I can run right and go because I don't want to. Please. Oh, my God.
The
Typical.
worst.
Typical. Benny got you again, Robbie.
I know. I didn't think he was going to do it. I didn't think he was going to do it. I can't believe it. That's the worst one he's done so far in 100
Yeah,
episodes.
real bad. Real bad. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll give you time to think if you want to, whatever, or just jump on him. I gotta go. I know it's supposed to be funny, but for some reason, the like interrupting the wedding scenes just like really bothered me because I was just like, dude, this is like so far-fetched. Any like person that was getting married would have a fucking just absolute conniption that if someone was interrupting their wedding, like at least wait till he says his vows. Like, I know it's done for comedy and whatever. And I still found it funny to a certain extent, but I kept just being like, what the fuck? Just wait 2 minutes. That's all you gotta do. You don't have to stick your head in the flowers. Again, funny,
Hilarious.
but it was it kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, that was very annoying as well. Definitely.
Plus the scenes just generally, like I said before, a lot of the scenes, if they didn't have De Niro, just weren't that great. I don't know, like I don't want to necessarily take it, but like the scene with Lisa Kudrow doing her like last report, I was like there's nothing good, there's nothing great about the scene at all.
But the perfect corny end of her throwing the flowers over her shoulder. Like, that's
Yeah.
100% how a local news
Yeah.
anchor would sign off.
That's true. You know what? That's true. That is very reflective of an actual news anchor. You're right. See, what do I know?
Lot. You know a lot. Come on, cut it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean that was gross with De Niro having sex. Like that was so embarrassing. And then the girl riding on, like that's the first time she's ever ridden somebody. What's she doing too? Like that was horrible. I just couldn't do it. I think that's probably my least favorite De Niro scene in any movie I've seen him in, but I think it might be worse than the kick in The Irishman after that, because that was disgusting. But I don't really have like a least favorite scene. That was really it. Like
Yeah,
yeah, that
pretty
was
tight
right.
movie.
Yeah, that was it. Like again, like Ryan said as well, like the interrupting the wedding every time was like it's really you could really get spare a couple of minutes. Let them do the vows and get out of there. So I'll piggyback off those because I really couldn't find anything that bad.
And also, question, you have someone get thrown out of a window at your original wedding. Who does like another complete huge ceremony in another state?
At the Waldorf.
Yeah, at the Waldorf. Like, it seemed like, I mean, they didn't really say, but it seemed like pretty soon after that, a couple
Yeah,
weeks
like the next
maybe.
week, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, a week, something like, and everyone's coming. You tell me that the fucking captain is coming up for that Goomba? Probably not.
Yeah. This I mean, I guess the Sable Leone family's got a lot of money.
I guess so. The
Course.
Waldorf. Any honorable mentions anyone wants to call out?
I don't have anything, though.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty tight.
All right. Characters. Let's stick with doing favor first. Who wants to start?
You.
Robbie, since your perfect pick for least favorite scene got stolen, I will let you go first if you want for favorite character.
Sure, I'll go first. Thank you. I appreciate that. This is a tough one, but I think it is De Niro. I think it's De Niro's show. I think he's playing MJ and Billy Crystal's playing Pippin. I just think it is De Niro is just what it's two different characters he's playing, and he plays them so well. Whereas Billy Crystal is playing the deadpan kind of guy. But there's something about De Niro that I love. He really made me laugh a lot of times in this movie. Some of the things he was doing is like the face, like you said, the facial expressions, the you, sans his missionary sex and his cowgirl or his cowgirl sex, things like that. Like I can't take that. I never want to see it again. Hopefully I don't. But it's just again, like It's like Goodfellas light, right? In Goodfellas, he was kind of the same character where he was a menacing lunatic, but also funny. Here, it's, toned down a bit, obviously, but he played it so well. He really does. And like you could see, I don't like later on in his career where he went also to like Meet the Parents and things like that, and his comedic timing with that and toe to toe with Ben Stiller. So he's very funny in this movie. He's very scary in some parts, but he's great, and he makes the movie. So I gotta go with De Niro. Billy Crystal, I love it too, but De Niro is really, I don't want to say far and away the better actor, but he is, and you could tell, and he's just fantastic in this movie.
Like he's good in Meet the Parents, but this is like he's like genuinely like the material and the situations he's in Meet the Parents are funny, and he's like you said with Billy Crystal, this one he's the straight man, he's kind of the straight man in Meet the Parents, but in this one like he's like legitimately funny.
Yeah, he's very funny in this movie. Where, like you said, Meet the Parents. He's like, I don't
He's
think I'm
good.
a like yeah, like really LOL like I did in this movie with his scenes.
Yeah. And Meet the Parents bothers me too, because like I hate when a character just can't get out of their own way. Like nothing goes right for them. For some reason that bothers me.
Yeah.
Hate
Feel like
that.
that's like 99% of Ben Stiller's movies. Like Along Came Polly, he can't get out of his way, things like that. He
No,
eventually does, but still.
I know what you're saying. Benny?
No, go ahead, please.
I'm gonna leave Billy Crystal on the board for you and pick
You're gonna
Jelly.
make me take him? Oh, I messed up.
You fucked up. You fucked up. No, I mean, listen, De Niro and Crystal, this is their film, but Jelly was a fantastic side character. Every time he popped up, I loved him. I just wanted to give him a big hug. He had some funny lines, but it definitely was not the source of a lot of the comedy. He was just like a perfect side character to interact with both De Niro and Crystal in kind of various ways. Kind of like the I'm a moron, and like asking De Niro the questions, like when he's like, you said your friend needs help. Am I that friend? Like that kind of stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved him. I loved everything he did.
When he's going to talk to when De Niro and Crystal are going to talk to each other at the, I guess, the party or whatever. And he's like, all right, we're walking over here. Don't listen to what we say, Jelly. Don't listen. And he tells him about the dream. He's like, oh, that's weird. He's like, get
He's
out
in
of here.
the
No, but
background.
he's so perfect because he's like, he can be the comic relief in a scene. He could be the menacing figure in a scene. Like he's like, everything what the scene needs, he's able to kind of like give it the missing piece of it. And that's like you said, why he's such a good side character, even though he's like throughout the whole entire film.
Yeah, he can also be kind of like the mentor-esque type character for Billy Crystal, like kind of teaching him the ways of the mob, like that kind of
Yeah.
stuff. Yeah, he's good. He's in something else, and I can't remember what it is, and it's bothering me.
All right, look it up while you're looking it up. Yeah, I will. He's on the table. I got to take him, and it's Billy Crystal, even though I didn't want to pick him, even though I wanted to pick Jelly. There's no denying him in this movie. Like Robbie said, I mean, it's the one-liners, it's the over the top, it's the way he's standing up to De Niro a lot of times. The chemistry between the two of them, the perfect casting for this movie. I mean, you could have went a lot of different ways with who the psychiatrists are. I mean, the mobster always probably had to be De Niro, but I feel like there was a lot of people around 99 that could have played that role, and Billy Crystal was the perfect pick for it. So, kudos to Billy Crystal in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, one of us had to pick him.
Job.
Honey Matches?
Did you find the movie that you saw Jelly in?
I don't know. I think it might have been Shallow Hal, but I've only seen that movie like once, and I didn't really like love it. but maybe.
Oh my God, here's a movie that I forgot I saw, and I probably saw it a few times. Mickey Blue Eyes, he's in.
Yeah. It's not that one, but I know Tony. Isn't that with Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Never
Wow.
seen that.
I forgot about that. Well, that's another movie I completely memory hold. That's funny.
Isn't that like a similar to like this, like
Kind of like
gangsterish, but like, you know, so whatever.
unrequiting or unwitting
Fish out of water
gangster.
type shit.
Yeah. They probably came out around the same time too. Yeah, they both came out in 99. I swear to God, movies always come out in pairs where like they're just similar enough that you can link them together forever, but they're a little bit different.
Yeah. I think seriously, I don't know if it happens as much anymore, but back in the day, people used to, Hollywood producers must just be like, yo, I heard Frank is doing a movie about fucking a gangster going to psychiatrist. Yo, let's make a show. Like,
Yeah.
or whatever. They're doing a movie about tornadoes. Let's do one about earthquakes.
Yeah, Dante.
Oh, please, those disaster movies.
Yeah.
Dante's Peak and what was a cliffhanger.
What was the other one? What was that volcano movie? Was that Dante's Peak?
Joe
Oh yeah,
versus the
volcano,
volcano.
volcano. Yeah, I think it was just volcano.
I think you're right. Well, like, what was the. There
I don't know why I
was.
said cliffhanger. I think it got caught up on the mountains.
Yeah. Now, what was the one?
Still
There's
long
like
guy
end of
here.
the
Still long guy.
world ones.
Yeah, that was like that one came out in the same year with the other one.
Armageddon.
2012,
2012, and what is it, Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah,
Oh my
and then
God.
they
They
were
were
like
like,
the
you
same
know.
time. Was a volcano and something else. I think Dante's Peak. I think you're right.
Right, Dante's Peak and
I think so. Oh, Volcano was
Dante's,
97.
yeah, and so was Dante's Peak 97.
Okay.
Dante's Peak was with, oh yeah, and then who was Volcano's? Not Volcano wasn't with Tommy Lee Jones,
Dante's
was it?
Peak was, I
It
think,
was.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, and Volcano was Tommy Lee Jones, and then hey, shh, and then God Keith David,
The coast is toast,
my
Volcano.
main dog.
5.5 for Volcano. How about
It's hotter than hell, volcano.
that?
Sick. Come on. Tell me we can't make a movie.
Deep Impact in Armageddon.
That's it.
Yes.
Yep, that's right. Deep Impact. See how prepared we are?
That.
Like the sequel, Deeper Impact.
I
Deep
was gonna
Impact 2.
say, it's gotta be, there's gotta be porn, titles around that. Deep.
Morgan Freeman. Oh my goodness, that's right. Elijah Wood. Oh jeez. Deeper Impact star Michael J. Cox.
The ground's not going to be the only thing shaking.
Wow.
Goodness, what a tagline.
What a tagline.
Least favorite?
Well, any honorable mentions for favorite characters? I was gonna just call out quickly, Chaz Palminteri.
Of course, you gotta. If you that'd
Got
be you'd be doing a disservice to
it.
the family, to the La Cosa Nostra if you don't throw out Chaz.
I mean, even if he had zero other scenes, but the scene with the phone call and with the pants, I mean, fantastic.
Should I find out who closure is?
Yeah. The dictionary. Did both of you see Bronx Tale?
Please, come on,
Yes.
please.
I'm just asking.
Let's do it with him, please. Come on, please.
And I've heard the scene of him unlocking the door a million times in emo songs
Yeah.
when that was
Nice
all the rage.
camping.
It's another thing people say still to this day.
Yeah. Any other Ani matches?
Chaz is in Usual Suspects. You ever seen that? That's a good one. Even though it's got space. I don't know if it's a, this isn't a space podcast.
I don't know.
He's back though.
Is he back?
So they say.
I watched
Wow.
him in Glengarry Glen Ross the other night. I threw the movie on. He was in it.
Put that coffee
Space.
down.
I'm serious.
All right, yeah. Least favorite characters. Who went last?
Benny, your
Benny,
boy.
please.
I'm gonna be controversial, and I feel like I'm not taking anybody's pick with this because he was just named somebody's favorite, but I'm gonna go Chaz Palminteri.
What?
And I feel like it was a missed opportunity with him in this movie. He wasn't in it enough. When he was in it, he had some funny lines, but not enough. Like, I feel like his character was caught in the middle. Chaz Palminteri, fantastic. I'm not saying it because I don't like him. I just feel like his character was a little bit of a missed opportunity. I feel like they could have did a little bit more with him. Like when he was menacing, he was kind of menacing. When he was funny, he could have been funnier. Like they could have had more of those, like the find out who closure is. Like when it's just that one line, it's like, but that's not really who his character is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's not this idiot. Like he doesn't seem like an idiot, and that's kind of like an idiot line. I just felt like his character was a little bit of a missed opportunity. His best scene was the end of the movie. Like that was, to me, like that's when his character really kind of took shape. But I feel like they were kind of caught in the middle of what they wanted his character to be. Not a slight on Chaz at all, but yeah, that's, I'll go with him as my least favorite, just to kind of stir the pot a little bit.
Funny how though.
You know, like you're good at telling stories.
If I like, well, I'm amuse you.
No, you just make me laugh. I mean, it's funny.
Funny how, like a clown.
I mean,
Hand up. I'm just kidding. Hand up. I'm just kidding.
you really are funny.
I almost had you there.
thought you were gonna do the extremely annoying forced laugh there.
Please, I'm too sick to do that right now.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, so here we go. Here's a question. Worst physical trait in a movie, Leota's fake laugh or De Niro's fake crying?
Still going. De
The
Niro having
laugh.
sex.
Oh, well, oh yeah, for that side. Or three, De Niro pumping and dumping. Yeah, that's true. But those two,
I
definitely the
mean,
laugh. It was more annoying.
yeah, his laugh was very, very annoying. I almost went from a 10 to a 10 in that movie with that laugh.
My turn, I think. I think
Yes.
so. I'm gonna go with Dr. Sobel's piece of shit parents.
Fair. Good
Come
call.
on. Like, you give zero fucks about your son and your grandson. He's getting married. Oh, I'm sorry, for a second time. Big fucking deal.
Yeah,
On the book signing.
it's not even like it's like the third or the fourth time. It's and he hasn't been married for 8 years. Like,
And
it's
he
not like he's.
hasn't, they didn't even meet Lisa Kudrow's character in the movie at all.
Yeah.
Too busy
Right.
writing his fucking lame book, and he's got to go to, Barnes and Noble and do his book signings or whatever. Fuck out of here. No wonder Billy Crystal is jealous of his father and has a complex.
Wow. Not only Italian, but a psychiatrist you are.
Say hello to your father for me.
I had a few, but if you know me, you know who I'm gonna pick. It's Kyle Sabi as Michael Lobel, the son. Get him off my screen. He's the worst. I can't stand him. Oh, please, disgusting. He makes me sick to my stomach. That ugly bastard. Get him off my screen. You couldn't find somebody else. You couldn't give me like Elijah Wood or somebody like that, or Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You gotta give me this fucking bozo, please. Come on. Get out of here.
I
Knew you were gonna pick him. I didn't think he was that bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was like, he could have went the I'm annoying and whiny route, but he had like the, when he was told to get away, he like got it. He's like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna go look at the camera.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty good. I thought he was a pretty smart kid.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's, no. Stick to
Oh,
your guns. Stick to your guns.
yeah.
The guns are stuck. They're stuck.
He
Sorry to
sucks.
him. I haven't seen him in another movie. I thought I saw him in, like, who knows?
He was in the preview for Analyze That, and he looked like he grew up, like he became 10 years older.
It's always crazy how that works.
That's with the Harry Potter movies, like they grow up super quick. Like the first ones, they're like, "Oh, I'm a little boy," and then by like the third or fourth movie, they're like, "All right, these guys are old."
Hey, what's up? It's me, Harry.
Hey, it's Harry. What's up?
It's Harry. I'm a wizard. I'm a wizard. I'm Harry.
Can't believe we're only in our third year of school.
Yeah, go get some butter beers. Hey, Imani, how you doing?
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing, Imani? Why don't you come over here and ride my sausage, my Quidditch?
It's your Leviosa, these balls. Any Annie matches?
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow stinks. Hate I don't watch Friends. Hated her character in Friends and hate her in general. Simple as that.
Fair.
Not gonna give a full-throated defense of her, but you're doing her a little dirty. She's all
Hey, listen, this is twice now. You had Michael and
right.
this. Don't make it a third time.
They will not
All
be a
right.
third time. They won't be. I promise. I'm also gonna go with the other set of parents, with Lisa Kudrow's parents.
Oh, way
Fuck you too.
worse. Yeah.
I mean, listen, if that was
Smile
my
and nod.
daughter and there was a mob killing at their wedding and gangsters were always around, I'd probably be a little concerned too. But anyone that requests to be called some title is annoying. Captain,
Maestro.
maestro, yep.
Oh, God, so annoying.
Anything like that, unless you're an active something, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't live in your world. I don't need to call you maestro.
Yeah. Fuck out of here. If we're in the fucking pit of the opera, I'll call you maestro. Right now, we're at a fucking Burger King. I'm not calling you maestro.
Know what's weird
Happy
quickly? I just was looking up Billy Crystal birthday, March 14th. Crazy.
birthday. We didn't really mean to do that.
I
I didn't
didn't
mean
mean
to
to
do
do it. Pi Day? Interesting.
78.
Very nice. Any other Ani matches for least fave?
Good.
Right.
No.
Benny, should we play a game?
Yeah, and to the both of you, I'd like to ask, where you going tonight, Frank? Tahiti? It's a little game we like to play. I'll explain it to you a little bit slower this time, so
Thank you.
Robbie
Please
understands the
let
rules.
me pay attention.
It is a free for all, this game. It's maybe something we didn't talk about yet. It's something, a pop culture reference. It's something that was completely understandable out of left field, much like Christopher Walken's accent and that question in general, from the movie Catch Me If You Can. It's a, like I said, it's a catch-all. We like to play it. It's our maybe our first favorite game now since Matt Damon's persona non grata. But for my where you going tonight, Frank Tahiti, I'm gonna pick the guy that was holding the bullets for the machine gun. Because when the guy emptied the clip, how happy he looked after. Like he was like 2 seconds away from just going like this, but just completely out of left field. That guy, that's like such a cartoon character thing to do. And I loved it. I forgot about it, but just seeing that guy's face, you have one job, and it's to hold the bullets on the machine gun. I love it. I'm sorry, Ryan.
No, it's fine. I thought there was such a little thing that no one would pick it. But the fact that, besides the fact that he was holding it and was so excited, there was like eight bullets. He wasn't even holding like a full thing.
Yeah, like it wasn't like down to the ground and he was like
Oh.
feeding it. It was just one string of bullets. But I'm telling you, go back and watch how happy he is
Oh, he's so
when
happy.
like the guy shoots all the bullets. He's happier than a pig in shit.
It's true. Robbie, what do you got? Because I gotta figure something out.
Oh, why were you going tonight, Frank Tahiti? It's just something quick and easy. It's the shootout I think down by the, I don't know, the docks over there. I don't know where they were in the city. that none of those bullets, they went through the entire car. The car was riddled with bullets everywhere, and not one person, not Billy Crystal or De Niro, got touched. I find that to be, it's in every movie, I get it, but if that was real life, my head would have been turned into SpaghettiOs. My way of going tonight, Frankie, to be the far-fetchedness of not one single bullet piercing the car, hitting Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro. That was a little too far-fetched for me, even though it's a movie and it's happened in every movie since, they turned it into color, and it is what it is. And even black and white movies, it's the same stuff, same little trope, but it's always far-fetched to me.
Yeah.
I'm just happy about that scene that Billy Crystal does, like you think he shoots the guy, and then Jelly at the end is like, no, you hit the fridge and the 72 Nova over there. Because I was like, oh, this is like ridiculous that he's the one that ends up killing the guy, but I forgot about that little
Yeah,
twist.
how can he, when he's holding the gun like this, how can he shoot anybody?
was good. All movies are like that. Good guy standing behind a piece of balsa wood, no bullets. Bad guy standing behind a fucking metal door,
Done.
Swiss cheese, done.
What did we watch last week?
What's that?
Oh, The Town. The Town had
Yeah,
one of
with
those
the
when John Hamm was just like walking around, like Jeremy Renner is like, didn't kill John Hamm's character. I was like, oh, okay, that's stupid.
Yeah, because he's behind a car.
Yeah.
Stupid. But meanwhile, they're like, take out the engine block.
Yeah, that was gonna say too. The cars are either amazing, perfect cover, or you shoot it once and the whole thing explodes
Right.
to like into a huge fireball.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go with then, because I also had the guy holding the bullets, but when they're in the hospital and Jelly has the little doctor hammer, and he's just like, very funny.
Yeah. I want to see what they did to the doctor.
Yeah, Asif Manvi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
I
him.
was surprised that there weren't a lot of like people in this movie that you're like, oh, wow, it's that guy. Like, there really wasn't like he was the only one in the movie that you're like,
Yeah.
oh, wow, like he became something.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you watch the older, like not older, but movies from 20 years ago. I'm like, oh shit, look at who it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we even playing the other game, or should we just fucking wrap it up?
Let's see how he does in the Odyssey. We'll see if we want to let him back.
Okay. That's fair.
Him and
That's
his
fair.
beard.
Yeah, we'll see.
I feel like I'm like, I don't know if it's just, the nerds on the internet, but I feel like I'm already seeing a lot of like criticism about it. I'm like, aren't they
It's
like filming it now? Like, you don't even know anything.
yeah. Forget
Stupid.
it.
Whatever. I love when people like they cast someone and they're just like, nah, this movie sucks
Yeah,
already.
well, it's
Like,
woke. No,
well,
please.
that's so annoying. Whatever. All right. Then let's wrap it up. Anything else to say about Analyze This?
No, good movie.
All right. Well, then thanks for sticking around with us. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Again, send us a message in the various ways you can do so. And let us know, movies you want us to watch, what you thought of this, anything. We appreciate it. Love the support. Robbie, tell them good night.
Oh, hey, good night to Benny Sobolioni, also known as Benny the Groin, Sammy the Schnoz, Elmer the Fudd, Tubby the Tuba, and once as Miss Phyllis Levine.
You're very good. You're remembering all those names. You're very good.
Don't know how I did it.